here.
Oh, good. All right, I'm talking to Jim Baird here in Lincoln County. And, Jim, the High School Athletic Association records show that you played basketball at Houstonville High School. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, it is. We were the Tigers.
And you graduated in 1961, is that right?
Right.
And where did you go to college?
I went to Eastern. Eastern Kentucky.
And did you play basketball there?
I tried out, but I got cut. I was too short. Couldn't make it.
How did that make you feel?
Well, it made me feel great to make the first cut. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot. Kay Morris, I knew he played at Monticello. By the way, they're the ones that beat us in the region when I was a junior. But anyway, he tried to help me out by talking to Coach Bechtold, but it didn't work.
I guess that, but you know, you play in high school, then you go to college, and you think, oh, maybe I'm going to be able to play here, and then it doesn't work out. But I guess, was it kind of like a thing where you're like, well, I can focus 100% on my schoolwork now, or do other things?
Well, I didn't do that either. But they ended up with five players that year. They played games with three players. Tennessee Tech, yes.
Wow.
Sure did.
Interesting. You played for Jack Denny Johnson. What was he like as a coach?
He was a great coach. We played zone, and I'm sure a lot of people remember Dale Moore from Inez. He was All-American at Eastern, and he wanted Coach Johnson to teach him how to play that 2-3 zone, but I don't think he ever learned.
What do you think made him such a good coach?
Well, probably the, you know, player to coach rapport, and but I don't know, because he was from McKinney, and I know we could beat them. Mm-hmm. But I really don't know. He just had good fundamentals and kept it, you know, simple.
Right. Now, there were a lot of future coaches that played on teams that you were on at Houstonville. People like Mike Candler, Glenn Jeffries, Johnny Wilder, and you. Why do you think so many went into coaching?
I guess possibly, oh, by the way, I was the best coach.
Okay.
No, just kidding again.
Yeah.
Probably because of Coach Johnson's fundamental basketball. And, you know, we kept it simple, and you win games. You don't get too complicated with high school players.
Mm. Talk about what you did after college.
After college, I got a job. I was a major in physical education, health, and recreation. But my first job was a half year at Waynesburg Elementary School, teaching math. And I loved it, and I had good kids up there, great. And then I went to McKinney for a year, and I had great kids down there. I got along with them. And then I went to Stanford for 28 years.
Talk about when you made the decision there, or you had the opportunity presented to you or whatever to go into coaching. How did that come about?
Well, that's the reason I went in the teaching profession, because I wanted to coach. And I think I was fairly successful, but until the last game we played, and I'll never forget it.
And I guess that was back in the time, and I guess it has been that way for most of the High School Athletic Association. You had to be a teacher to be a coach, is that right?
Back then you did.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
They consolidated in 1974, and I've got to tell you this, I'm still mad.
Oh, really?
We won the district, and which I'm thinking that's, until someone proves me different, I think that's the only time Stanford won the district, and went to the region and Monticello again. But the thing about that, we outscored them 9 field goals and got beat 5 points. We shot 5 free throws. They shot 30-some. Mm. And there was one referee, I won't call his name, but we really had it out after that game.
Mm. Now, were you an assistant to Doug Pendergraft?
I sure was. I sure was. And Doug was a good coach, but he was trying to run the Auburn shuffle with high school kids, and I told him, I said, Auburn can't even run it, so we need to change. But anyway, Doug was a good coach, and I really enjoyed being assistant under him. And he did me a favor. They kind of, you know how they do, they kind of wanted to get rid of him. And he said, if you'll let Jim have the job, I'll quit.
Really?
And he sure did.
Now, he, you know, I didn't realize about his, you know, he played for UK, played under Coach Rupp. Anything about his style that he learned or you saw that maybe he was influenced by Adolph Rupp?
Well, he competed, and he was a winner. And we spent lots of nights, I wasn't married, but lots of nights up at his house figuring out what to do. By the way, I think he still has the record, 68 points in the final game, winning for
Lindsey Wilson. Yeah, we talked about that. Okay.
His family was nice, too.
You remained as a teacher at Stanford for a while, right? Is that correct?
After consolidation, they wanted me to go to the high school, but I just stayed with elementary and junior high.
Mm-hmm. Did you coach the middle school team at Stanford for a while?
Well, we couldn't find anybody to coach, and the year after, I coached 7th and 8th grade boys and girls. That was in 75.
Okay. When did you retire?
1995.
Okay. And at some point, were you an assistant at the high school, Lincoln County High School?
Well, back at Stanford, Coach Leedy was my assistant, and I was assistant in football, and I was assistant football out there for 3 or 4 years. But then in 1980, I think, I went out as assistant coach in basketball.
Hmm. What are your memories of the era when you were playing at Houstonville?
Oh, me.
They were the Tigers, is that right?
Houstonville Tigers, yes. Well, it might be the year we played Ferguson at Houstonville. We had a Cracker Box gym. I mean, it was little that. The out-of-bounds line went under the stage. It was about a foot out. You didn't want to go straight in for a layup.
Wow.
But we were down a point and not many seconds left. And I stole the ball and went in for a layup to win the game.
Mm.
I'll never forget that.
Wow. That's one of those, is that what, like one of those moments where time stands still?
Right. I was scared. That boy was about 6'3", and I was about 5'6". And I just knew he was going to block it. But yeah. He didn't.
Yeah. What about when you were coaching? What was the era like then? I mean, was it what was the time like, I guess you could say?
Well, you know, I never was, even at Houstonville. I dated girls in Stanford and Crab Orchard. But it's always been, or used to be, you know, the county seat was Stanford, and everybody wanted to beat you really bad. So I suggested the last year we just play each other one game, or none, really, was what I wanted, so that maybe the friction would leave. But anyway, I don't know. I liked all the county people, and because I was county, and I didn't have any problems with them. I'm sure that I had problems with a few of them.
Right.
But
you know, I know a lot of people talk about, well, the rivalry was with Lancaster. Was there another school in the county where there was a rivalry, too?
I'd say when I was, McKinney was our rival, and Liberty down in Casey County when I played. But I don't think, I didn't consider it a rival. You know, I wanted to beat Lancaster or Garrett County when I coached. And I didn't think I'd ever be for Garrett County, but I've got two twin grandsons, they're playing and go to school in Gary County, so I told them I guess I'd have to pull for them.
Wow.
But as far as real rivalry, I can't really say that it was that strong from my point of view.
What are you doing these days?
Loafing most of the time and doing a little farming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was born and raised on the farm, and I had to have something to do. So I brought my brother and sister out on the old home farm when my mother died. And then I leased it this year because I just can't do it like I want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Now talk about, what do you want to say about this question about the Virgil Benz was named the head girls coach, Johnny Wilder the assistant boys coach, Mike Hanley the athletic director, Roger Meek the head boys coach. When consolidation came, you weren't really in the running as the new basketball coach because of the politics involved and Coach Leedy being the football coach and coming from Stanford.
Well, I understood that. And like I say, I was offered coach by the chairman of the board, which was Lloyd McGuffey, and I just turned that down. But I had no problems with that because Coach Lee's such a great guy, and I knew no other team had football, so he's the one they should have picked. And I understood that, but later on I did want to be, you know, give it a try. And if I didn't win, they wouldn't have to fire me because I'd quit after 3 or 4 years.
Do you wish the consolidation never would have come about?
In a way, yes, I do, for the next 2 years, because I had some good athletes that helped them in Lincoln County. And I had some good athletes that were cut from the team out there.
Because, see, Lincoln County went to the state tournament its first year.
Right.
And if those athletes would have stayed at Stanford, do you feel like Stanford would have been so good that you made it more successful than what Lincoln County would have done?
Well, we wouldn't have had the quickness, but we would have had another shot at going to the state.
Yeah.
Like I say, and all the players, every time they come in, they messed over us, didn't they, Coach? Yes, they did. I tell you how bad it was. Of course, we didn't have all the filming and all that. Mm-hmm. And I tried my best to get Coach Harper to let me have that film. He wouldn't do it. And I know why, because I would have sent it to the Officials Association. He didn't want that to happen.
How was the Athletic Association different then than what it is today?
Well, I can't really comment because I don't know what it is today.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
Yeah.
You know? But I just always thought that when they assigned officials, I didn't think that was right. I thought back in the old days that the coaches got together and they picked the officials for the, you know, tournaments. And, you know, the bad ones wouldn't get in there because, you know, I call them homers.
And, I hear you.
So, but in this case, I knew that guy was a homer. Because I hate to say it, but when I was assistant to Mike Candler down at McKinney, and we beat a team from Berea down at McKinney with this guy coaching, I was ashamed.
Wow.
That's all I can say.
Wow.
I started to turn him down, but, you know, I figured he'd go back and tell other officials, and I'd still get ripped off.
Wow. Well, that's all my questions I've got. Anything else about your coaching or playing days you'd like to add?
Well, nothing other than I've really, really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And one time, well, the last year I coached, we were in CKC conference, you know, with Henry Clay, Henderson County, Danville. And I couldn't believe it, but and I'm bragging a little, but they voted me Coach of the Year.
Wow.
For the CKC. And I told Al Pruitt, I said, Coach, you and the coach from Anderson County, one of you two should have got it. You took your teams to the state. He said, look, young man, I said, I'm supposed to. He said, you had a bunch of little guys that should have gone to the state and didn't. So that made me feel great.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Well, that will do it.
Turn this thing off now.
Well, this one will just.